Refresh.
God, I just thank you so much for joining us here today. God, I thank you that your presence is in this place. God, we just invite you the fuel of our time, Lord, that we have here right now together, Lord, as we just join together for this prayer session, Lord, this rejuvenation session, Lord. God, I pray that you would begin to fill our hearts and our minds, Lord, with you. God, I just thank you for every man, every woman, Lord, for every boy, every girl, God, for every teenager, every elderly person, whoever it is that is listening to this podcast episode, Lord, this prayer session together, Lord, I pray that we would be blessed by being together, Lord. Father, I just invite you right now. We just give you this time right now, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you so much that you have given your life in our place. God, that you have redeemed us, Lord, when we were so undeserving. God, you are willing to give it all for us. God, that it will never be something that we can pay back. God, it's something that we won't ever comprehend until we come to that place of salvation, until we see the longevity of that salvation, and we arrive to heaven, and we see you face to face, and we feel how intimate for the very first time, the very authentic intimacy with you for the very first time, Lord, that it won't even be able to compare to, the intimacy that we have here on earth won't even compare to the intimacy that we will experience in heaven, Lord. And I'm so grateful for that, Lord. I'm so thankful that you love us enough to make a way that we can enjoy a relationship with you, that we can enjoy fellowship with you, Lord, that we would not have to do life alone, but God, that we can come to a place to depend on you and to completely depend on you. And God, I pray that each and every day of our lives that you would help us to come to a place that we could depend on you more and more. God, it's not about how great we are, but it's about how great you are. God, I pray that we would just begin to point back to you. God, we have got to get back to a place to where we're pointing to you. And it's no longer about pointing to us. It's no longer about what we look like or what we smell like. But God, it's about what you want for our lives. And God, when we begin to pursue that, God, we come out with the best mindset. We come out with the best rewards. Because when we seek first the kingdom of God, Lord, then the things that we are lacking to make our lives better for you start to develop within our lives. God, I think that so many times we tend to read that scripture thinking that if we're in need of something that we really, really, really want, that if we go to you with a condition based saying, God, if I serve you, then I guess I'm going to get this. But God, that's not how it works. It's our hearts begin to change. Our minds begin to change. We begin to transform in the very presence of you, Lord. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you that when we're in your presence, that you reveal to us that you penetrate through our hearts, God, that you convict our minds, God, that you make it aware, you make us aware, you make it very evident, Lord, that there is something within us that has to change. God, I thank you that every time we're in your presence, that it challenges us to be better. It challenges us to do better, not because it's something that is expected of us alone, but God, it should be the very standard of holiness because this is what you require. And God, I just thank you so much, for you are incredible. God, there is no one like you in all this earth, God. Heaven and nature sing. Lord, that the word says that the rocks will cry out in our place, Lord. If we're not worshiping, then the rocks will cry out in our place. God, I don't want any rock crying out in my place. God, I worship you. God, I magnify your name. God, I lift your name on high. Father, as the body of Christ, as your people, Lord, help us to come to a place to where we're worshiping you, to where we're setting time along with you, God, to where we're spending time in solitude with you, God, to where we're spending time reading the Word of God, God, the Word of God being the sword of the Spirit. God, we are going to war. We are going to have spiritual warfare. There's going to be times in our life where things are not perfect. And that does not surprise you. But God, we have got to equip ourselves with the armor that you have provided. God, we got to put on the helmet of salvation that protects our very minds. Lord, that it reinforces our minds of what salvation is. Lord, come into the place that we are aware that you have saved us from our sins and that we surrender our lives to you and adopt you as the Savior of our lives, that we recognize you as the Savior of our lives. And God, we begin to set out on a journey to chase after you. God, we got to put on the breastplate of righteousness, Lord, and guard our hearts with righteousness. Father, your word says that our hearts are deceitfully wicked, Lord, because we are born in sin, Lord, but Jesus is the remedy. Jesus' blood came to be poured out for us that we can be free, that we can be whole, that we can have overwhelming victory over the strongholds of our lives. God, that we can come to a place of sovereignty that is found in you, because you triumph all things that we can ever face. God, that we can take up the shield of faith. God, that we can come to a place that our faith is elevated. Lord, it's in those tough times of our lives that our faiths are developed and our faiths are strengthened and our faith is brought to a whole new level because we begin to see you in a totally different way. God, I just thank you that we have the shoes of peace that we can put on. God, the shoes of peace, Lord, that enables us to walk in peace. God, that when everything around us crumbles, when there is spirit of fear running rampant and all around us and the people all around us, God, that we can walk in peace because you are peace. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. God, that you give us peace as an attribute of the fruit of the Spirit. God, as Holy Spirit begins to move in our lives and we allow him to move in our lives, we begin to see fruits develop within our lives. Lord, we begin to see joy where there was never joy before. God, help us to have joy in the moments of our life, Lord, even when things aren't going the way that we would expect them to, the way that we would want them to. God, it's not about being happy, Lord. Help us not to chase happiness, but help us to chase after joy. God, your joy is unexplainable. God, there is nothing that triumphs your joy. God, I thank you that we have love that begins to grow and surface in our lives. Lord, help us to love ourselves as you have loved us, because God, you say to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. God, we can only love people to the extent that we're willing to love ourselves. God, help us to love ourselves the way that you love us. God, I just speak self-worth in whoever's hearing this right now in Jesus' name. I just pray that the bondage and the lies and the deception, Lord, that is coming to hold us back from entering into a place of self-worth and self-value, that we will begin to see that we are a masterpiece handcrafted in the image of God, that there is no accident or mistake, but that the potter knows the clay, and that when there are parts of the clay that are rough or not in the design or the plan of the potter, he just smooshes it and he begins to remold and recraft it. You are worth it. You matter. You are important because Jesus has a personalized plan for your life. God, I thank you that we can strap on the belt of truth around our waist. God, the belt of truth keeping our pants up, keeping us from embarrassing ourselves, God. That we can have the truth that supports us. God, we gotta know the truth. God, when we hear the truth, it makes us mad. But when we know the truth, it sets us free. And Jesus himself says it, that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life. God, that when we have you, that we have the way to get to heaven, the only way, and that is Jesus Christ. God, that when we have you in our lives, that we can have truth. Lord, a truth that is unshakable, a truth that doesn't change overnight, but a truth that is constant, a truth that we can build our foundations of our life on, and life. God, that when we have you, we have life. People tend to say, get a life. But you know what? Whenever we have King Jesus, we indeed will get a life. Oh, Jesus, we have the best life. Whenever we have you, we have a life that never perishes. We have eternal life, everlasting life. God, I thank you that most importantly, our offense that we can take is the sword of the Spirit. Lord, help us to spend time in your word, to learn how to use the sword that you have left for us, the sword that you have forged for us, that we can learn the word, that we can hide your word in our hearts, that we would not sin against you. God, it in our moments of weakness, that we can remind ourselves of scripture and words that are inside of the living word, and that it would help us triumph temptation, that it would help us triumph the enemy, that it would help us triumph all of our selfish pleasures. God, we see that when Jesus was fasting in the garden, that the enemy came to tempt him several times, but Jesus each time used scripture. He used scripture, and he endured till the end. He did not give in to the temptations. God, help us to do the same very thing in our lives. God, that we can come to a place, Lord, that when we're tempted and whenever we're weak and we're vulnerable and the pleasures suddenly look very appetizing, God, that we can remember your word, that your word says to submit to God, to resist the devil, and he will flee. God, help us to submit ourselves today. Help us to surrender our lives to you today. Help us to spend more time in the word and less time in the media. God, help us to spend more time with our eyes focused on you and less time with our eyes focused on the things and the distractions around us. God, it's time that we come back to the heart of worship. God, it's time that we come back to the heart of you. God, that we begin to pursue you in such an incredible way, such an inexplainable way. God, that whenever we are chasing after you in such a radical way, that the ones around us will be ignited by the fire that we're pursuing. And God, that it will be contagious, that they will know the God we serve is superior because of the fruit that they're seeing in our lives from him. And God, that they're going to want what we have in our lives. They're going to want what we have and what we're chasing after. God, I pray that you would help us to walk in authority. Help us to walk in signs and wonders. But God, because they're the glorification of you, let it not be for self-gain. Let it not be for something that we're appraised for or we're given credit for. But God, let it be that you can demonstrate your power. Let it be that you can be glorified in this. Let it be a blessing that turns the heart to repentance, God. Father, I pray that in our life that you would help us to examine ourselves, Lord. Father, if we're caught saying, I'm blessed, to every statement that someone asks us, every question that someone asks us, Lord, help us to examine what that phrase, I'm blessed, means. God, it is a place of repentance that you're bringing us to, God. Help us to be aware that you're trying to capture our attention, God, that we can come to you humble in our hearts, knowing that you move on our behalf, God. God, I thank you that your word says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, for the one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. His words from speaking deception. His words from speaking fraud. His words from speaking cheating. His lips from speaking funny business, misrepresentation.
Lord, help me to keep my lips from speaking words that are cheating to people, that are funny business to people, that are deceitful to people, God. Help me to keep control of my mouth and my tongue. Let me not speak words that would destroy someone's life, words that would gossip or ruin someone's life. But God, help me to use words that are uplifting, words that are edifying, words that are representing you. Let my words glorify you, God. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. God, I thank you that you've given us an opportunity to turn away from evil and to pursue good. God, it's an opportunity that we don't deserve, but God, you graciously give. God, right now, I want to turn away from if there's anything evil in my life that I'm doing. God, help me to turn away from it. God, help me to do good, because I want to see days, Lord. God, I want to love every day of my life. God, I want to see good days every day of my life. And to get there, it requires my mouth not speaking words that are evil, words that are deceiving. God, it requires me turning away from evil and doing good. God, it requires me seeking peace, and not just seeking peace alone, but pursuing it, staying in pursuit of it. God, it is one thing to seek something, but in hide and seek, you don't seek something forever. You keep seeking till you find it. But God, right here in this word, it tells us that we seek peace and we don't stop. So many times, Lord, we have come to places where we said we've chased after you and what you've had to offer, but we couldn't find what we were looking for, so we stopped. God, it's a sad moment. Whenever we have spent time in your presence, when we have seen the power of you in display, and we've come to a place to where we've said, you know what, God, this doesn't make sense. You know what, God, I don't know if this is real. And we've turned our backs, Lord. That is a sad moment. That there was even a moment in time in scripture where Samson had said that he had got up and he wasn't even aware that the Spirit of the Lord had left him. Lord, that is a sad moment. Let us never be a moment in our lives, Lord, where we come to a place and that the Spirit of the Lord has left us. Lord, let us be aware that when we're doing something wrong, let us be convicted, God. God, let us be convicted. Let it be pointed out by you, Lord, that we have done something wrong. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to make things right. God, I pray that you would help us to be in a constant pursuit of your peace. Let it not be because it's something that benefits us, but God, let it be because it is what you require, that we can continue to be in a pursuit of peace each and every moment of our life. Lord, that if I'm breathing and if I am alive today, Lord, then let me be in a pursuit of peace, God. For the eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his eyes attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Lord, I pray that your eyes would be towards me. Lord, deem me as righteous. Lord, I want to be considered righteous. God, I want to be found doing things that are righteous. God, I want to be found saying words that are righteous. God, I don't want to be in an evasion of righteous character, because your eyes are focused on those who are righteous. And God, I want your eyes to be focused on me, God. And God, Lord, your ears are active to my prayers. Your ears are in attendance to my prayers when I pray righteous prayers. God, when there is no fault found in my life, God, you hear what I speak. But God, your face is against those who do evil. God, I don't want to do evil, because when I do evil, your face is against me. You turn your face away from me, and your eyes are not on me. Lord, just as a parent is so disappointed in a child whenever they disobey, God, let us not be found in a place of disobedience.
God, let us not be found in a place that is an evasion of character, an evasion of godly standard. God, let us not compromise, Lord, the power of God within our lives, Lord. Drinking and alcohol is not okay. God, perversion and pornography is not okay. God, drugs and drug addiction is not okay. Falling in love with homosexuality is not okay. God, being blasphemous and mocking Jesus is not okay. Being slanderous and coming to a place to where we're talking bad about one another and we're gossiping is not okay. God, speaking illy of somebody that is in authority over us is not okay. God, we have to come to a place to where we start drawing lines in our life and we start putting up safeguards and we say that enough is enough. God, enough is enough. God, I don't want to do what's evil because you're going to turn your head for me. Lord, forgive us. God, forgive us for doing evil. God, I want your eyes to be focused back on my life. God, I want your eyes to be focused on us as a whole, your people. Lord, forgive us for doing what's evil. Forgive us for speaking what is evil. God, forgive us for committing the sins that we have valued and cherished more than you. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. You are so good to us. Let us always be mindful of the sacrifice that was made for us. That you were mocked. That you were beaten. That you were tortured. That you were despised and rejected. That you were spit on and you weren't even treated like a person. But you were treated like a criminal when all you did was came to earth educating people, spending time with those who were deemed the dirtiest people. All you did was have compassion on the people that the others around them wouldn't have compassion on. And you were seen as a criminal for doing that because confusion ran rampant in the minds of those who couldn't comprehend your compassion. And the confusion of their minds corrupted them to believing that you had to be stopped. That there had to be an end set to you, leading to the sacrifice that would save my life. Jesus, I'm thankful. Jesus, I'm grateful that you died for me. God, I'm grateful. I'm thankful that you sent your son, part of your life, in place of mine. And God, I thank you that it doesn't stop there. But God, I thank you that one day that you're going to call us back home. God, that one day you're going to come back for us. And we're going to be able to live together forever in perfect harmony. God, that there will no longer be any moaning or crying, Lord, that there will be no instability of our bodies, no infirmities of our bodies, God, that our minds and our thoughts will be clean, God, that there will be no disease or sickness that can hurt our bodies, God, that we will be in perfect status with you, and that we get to worship a good and holy God forever, for the rest of our existence. God, I thank you for giving your all for us. And God, the prayer of my heart is that in return, we give our all for you. God, wherever we are, with whoever we are with, God, let us be light. God, let us be love. God, let us be an example. God, let us be Jesus. God, let us be the only example that those around us may ever see. God, I thank you. Father, I give you the highest praise because you're so good. And Father, I just speak all of these words to glorify you. I thank you for this prayer session that we were able to have together, God. And I pray that during the entirety of this, that you would be glorified. God, we love you. And we thank you for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.